So the Nautilus had to halt its venturesome course among these tracts of ice.
Sir, Ned Land told me that day, if your captain goes any farther,
yes,
he'll be a Superman.
How so, Ned?
Because nobody can clear the ice bank. Your captain's a powerful man, but damnation, he isn't more powerful than nature. If she draws a boundary line, there you stop, like it or not.
Correct, Ned Land, but I still want to know what's behind this ice bank. Behold my greatest source of irritation, a wall.
Master is right, Conseil said. Walls were invented simply to frustrate scientists. All walls should be banned.
Fine, the Canadian put in, but we already know what's behind this ice bank.
What? I asked.
Ice, ice, and more ice.
You may be sure of that, Ned, I answered, but I'm not. That's why I want to see it for myself.
Well, Professor, the Canadian replied, you can just drop that idea. You've made it to the ice bank, which is already far enough. But you won't get any farther, neither your Captain Nemo or his Nautilus. And whether he wants to or not, we'll head north again, in other words, to the land of sensible people.
I had to agree that Ned Land was right, and until ships are built to navigate over tracts of ice, they'll have to stop at the ice bank.